Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
My friend, always great to have you with us. A phenomenal job on the Iowa-Nebraska game, watching that in Detroit, and then the Army-Navy radio thing. Really cool.
Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate you saying that. That obviously means a lot to me coming from you. I thought Iowa-Nebraska, I love that game. Like, you know what's really cool about getting a chance, and I know you've experienced it for decades now, but for me, you know, I had never even been to the state of Nebraska. I had never been to an Iowa football game or a Nebraska football game, so really, really cool. I mean, those fan bases are diehard, and a lot of respect for both head coaches. And you know, all I ever ask for is probably like you, Steve, is I just want a really close competitive game, and that was perfect.
Yeah, well, exactly. You get an interception, a chance to win, followed by another interception, and then a backup kicker. Other than that, went right to script.
So, I can't believe. I mean, I thank goodness the sideline reporter tipped us off that it was the backup kicker, because I don't look for stuff like that. Who puts their backup kicker in? Like, nobody does that.
Nobody.
I mean, that's
does
why I said
that.
Afterwards, I'm like, you can't even make this stuff up. Like, nobody does that.
And he had a good week? Okay, I'm glad he had a good week. He barely cleared the crossbar.
It's unbelievable. It's a great. I mean, that kid will remember that for the rest of his life. Incredible.
No question. What's been like for you now on the network, getting some games in and so forth, and working the NFL on the television side of it?
Just been so cool. Now, I'm the type of person that I love any game I do, right? Like,
right.
I love the sport. So I actually just landed in Cincinnati because I'll be doing the Vikings and Bengals tomorrow on Westwood One nationally. And, people are like, oh, it's two backup quarterbacks. I was a backup a lot of times in my career, right? So
yeah.
I know what it's like for these guys to get these opportunities. And really the opportunity to kind of change their lives, right? I mean, if this Browning kid, Jake Browning for the Bengals, keeps playing this well, not only will he be a longtime backup in the league, which, by the way, is a great lifestyle, if you can get it, being a long-term NFL backup quarterback, but maybe even someone brings him in with a young guy next year and lets him start, you know, the first half of the year and gives him the opportunity to play more. And then for Nick Mullins, you know, he's like a lot of backups, right, where every time he gets a chance to start, he's basically trying to buy himself another start. And then if he has a few good starts in a row, he probably buys himself a couple more years in the league. Mm-hmm. Plus, I mean, Steve, they're both 7-6. You know, they're both right there in the playoff mix. But, I mean, you know, to do Ole Miss Alabama, Steve, like, to be at Bryant-Denny Stadium, 3:30,
yeah,
CBS on a Saturday –
yeah,
and to know, you know, how many people are watching, it's really, really cool. Again, I had never met Nick Saban. I had never been to Alabama before. So I love doing games. I'm passionate about every game I do. And I guess the coolest part for me has been to experience new places and also to have new people experience sort of the passion and energy that I bring to the game. I really just don't know any different.
No, well, exactly right. What I love about the fact that you talk about going to Alabama, I've been fortunate to do both football and basketball there. And there is a passion to it, and it's great being in an atmosphere like that. But you just do the game. Hey, you don't play around. You just do the game. That's why I love listening to what you do.
Well, I appreciate that. Love listening to what you do as well. Although we got to match it up more for my drives. I mean, I didn't have a good year. I didn't have a good year this year in terms of, listen, I swear every time I was doing a noon game, you guys were doing a noon game. If I was doing a 3:30 game, you guys were doing a 3:30 game.
Yeah.
So did not get a chance to listen in or, quite frankly, even watch as much as I would have liked. And it's funny, too, because my college crew was Tom McCarthy and Jason McCourty.
Yeah.
So I should have done the Penn State-Indiana game for CBS that day. But, there was seven NFL games. So I had an NFL game, Cardinals-Ravens, that week instead. So I just missed doing Penn State games a couple times, which obviously that would be that would be something really special if that ever happens.
Well, we'd look forward to having you. Believe me, you know that. And here's the other part. You talk about the Bengals game against the Vikings. I saw Browning play Penn State when he was at the Fiesta Bowl at Washington. Liked him. Liked him a lot. When you've watched some tape on him, what have you thought about how he has handled what Cincinnati wants to do? Because he does have a slightly different style, most people do, than Joe Burrow.
Yeah, honestly, he's kind of the ideal backup.
Yeah.
Super smart, really accurate, gives you enough mobility, hasn't really turned it over that much. He had an unfortunate pick six against the Colts, which was not an accurate throw by him, but it was weird because the tight end kind of handed the ball to the linebacker. But, I mean, Steve, he's completing 80% of his passes. And
right.
I know a lot of that has been screens. They might be the best screen team in the NFL right now, which I'm a big fan of as a former offensive lineman. Screens matter. Screens are important for a lot of different levels, for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, 80% of his passes, people are like, oh, a lot of it's behind the line of scrimmage. I don't care if there's no defense. 80% of his passes, I mean, that's impressive to do that at this level. So, but he's got a big challenge tomorrow because Brian Flores, how about this stat, the defensive coordinator for the Vikings? Nobody has more three-man rush than Brian Flores.
Yep.
And nobody has more six or more man rush than Brian Flores. He's either bringing the house or dropping eight. There's not a lot of in-between. He's either going to heat your you-know-what up, yep, or he's going to drop eight. And I kind of like that. You know, he gives you the extremes. So he either knows you're going to get pressure, or maybe you're thinking you're going to get pressure, and instead you get eight in coverage, which is really hard to find somebody, as you know.
Unless you're Auburn, and against Alabama. Yeah, okay. So you talk about screens. I want to get to that for a moment. Right? If I'm throwing a ball and a screen to Ja'Marr Chase, I'm not putting the ball into the most explosive hands and legs on the field. And to me, even if it goes for 5-6 yards, that's a running play. I mean, to me, there's so many positives out of it.
No question. You get your star player, your star receiver involved in the game. The downside is usually 2 or 3 yards, which,
yep,
you know, think about that from like a stock perspective or anything, right? If your downside is still a marginal gain, then you're getting all the upside of everything else that could possibly happen on the play. He could break a tackle. You know, and that's the thing I think we don't talk about enough about receivers. Like, you look at Chase's lower body, he is just so strong and so powerful.
Yeah.
You know, there aren't that many receivers like A.J. Brown with the Eagles where if they played running back, you wouldn't think anything different, right? If A.J. Brown was number 34 playing running back at 6'1", 227, 228, you'd be like, okay, that's a pretty nicely built running back, you know, power back. But instead, he's a really gifted body control wide receiver. You know, Chase isn't quite that big. He's not quite what A.J. Brown is, but he's still very powerful in his lower half, and it helps tremendously. He runs through a lot of tackles.
Yeah, when you get a chance to a Jacksonville game, check out the lower body of Parker Washington. I mean, completely different build for a wide receiver, but he's powerfully built from the waist down.
Yeah, and he's gotten some opportunities the last couple weeks,
yeah,
and I'm glad it's working out for him. Although I did point out to my wife while we were watching the one game, Steve, man, if he had come back to Penn State,
yeah,
he would have had a really, really,
yeah,
big year and,
yeah,
would have gotten drafted higher. But I get it. You know, like, and you know me, Steve, like, I'll never blame a guy if they know they can make a team and get money and start to make it, and they don't want to take the injury risk. I get it. Like, I totally get that now.
One final point, because I know I have to let you go here, and that's this. I mean, you understand what it takes to be in the league and to keep your career alive. How much respect do you have for the guys that may not be the star, but they somehow keep the career going?
Well, I mean, I have immense respect. I don't think people understand, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of new kids coming out of college every year.
Yeah.
You know, you have the whatever 300 guys that get drafted or whatever. and then you have the undrafted free agents and the tryout players, and they all make the rookie minimum, right? So if the team thinks that they're close to as good as you, they're going to go with them because they're cheaper, and the idea would also be that they probably, you know, might have some more upside and could improve, whereas when you're a guy like I was, you're really just at that point, you know, fending off these young guys every year while you're fending off injuries, because that's the thing, right? You can't help but get beat up. I had a back surgery in Buffalo. Then my career ended with the herniated disc in my neck in Washington. You know, so any guy, I always tell people, like any guy that plays 10-plus years, that's incredibly impressive, but especially, Steve, those guys that O-line, D-line, linebackers that start pretty much every Sunday for 10-plus years, hard to explain to people unless you tried to do it, the mental and physical toughness it takes to be able to tee it up every single week. And good fortune, I might add.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In the end, you're taking all that knowledge and we're getting the beneficiary of it, whether it's a radio broadcast or whether it's a TV broadcast. And I know you're getting ready for the next one now. I appreciate the time that you gave us today. As always, it was great, Ross.
Yeah, Steve, honestly, my pleasure. I just landed, got in an Uber. I'm almost at the hotel. So I thought, what else would I rather be doing during the Uber drive? I was gonna talk to Steve Jones and talk some football. I will say this, Steve, before I forget. We're like a week away from
the
holidays.
Oh, yeah. I want to get into that. Yeah, let's get into
that.
Yeah,
no, I'm just telling you, like, it's a central Pennsylvania business. My buddy started it, and it's by far the best Christmas gift I've heard of. It's called MyFrontPageStory.com, or, by the way, like Valentine's or Mother's Day, but Christmas is on the horizon, and I know most of my buddies, they have no idea what to get their wives, like a gift card to Texas Roadhouse. Like, come on, man, it's not going to cut it. Go to MyFrontPageStory.com. Here's the key. You're able to tell Steve, your wife or significant other, whoever, as they're opening it, hey, I want to do something special for you, hon, so I had a story written about you. Like, that just sounds amazing. That sounds like you've got Todd Hummel or some great writer to write this amazing story about your wife. And then to be able to, after that, as she opening it, make sure if you do it, seriously, everybody listening, if you do it, make sure you tell the writer, give him this quote, I just never thank her enough for all the little things she does for me. They cry every time, Steve. It's hilarious. It's like 85% happy tier hit rate. MyFrontPageStory.com, MyFrontPageStory.com.
And if any, you can do that, and guess what? There's a lot of things that you can open up, okay? There's only so many pajamagrams out there. This is one that will stick out beyond all the other ones because
And then Steve,
personal.
It's hanging up. It's hanging up forever because it's framed, so it hangs up in the house forever. So, like, the next 3 or 4 years, you can just go with the Texas Roadhouse gift card and then say, well, remember a couple of years ago when I got you that story written all about you? Like, you get several years of grace period if you go to MyFrontPageStory.com.
Oh, there's even better than that. Say a problem crops up. Just point to the wall.
I love it.
Ross, thanks so much, and thanks to FrontPage.com as well.
Absolutely. Keep up the great work, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You too, Ross. Thanks.